2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
David Noriega, what's the most exotic place you've ever gone on vacation?
Belize.
Oh.
I went cave tubing in Belize. I love it. It was amazing.
Interesting.
We were on a little, the tour guide was taking us through, and I remember one of the ladies was like, are there any snakes in this river? He's like, no, there's no snakes.
Have you ever left Earth?
Sure, there wasn't.
Have you ever left Earth for vacation?
No, I mean, Earth? Like, I've been on a plane, if that's what you're asking.
Did you watch the Super Bowl last February?
Yeah.
Super Bowl Sunday, there was an ad that played that would change history.
This fall, Inspiration 4 launches as the first all-civilian mission to space. And you could be on board.
But you're here instead.
Dang it. I missed out. They didn't choose me.
Well, here we are 7 months later. The first all-civilian crew is orbiting space. Orbiting Earth is in space. That sounds like a cool 3 weeks.
That's a road trip.
That's a road trip and a half.
That's a big road
trip.
That's
a good one. That's a good road trip.
Do you remember Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis?
I don't know them.
Yeah, remember they wouldn't bathe their children? That was that story. Ashton Kutcher, he's a actor. He gets chosen for this flight.
He did not.
He does. He gets chosen, and his wife Mila Kunis is like, absolutely not. You are not doing that. And he had to give up his spot. And he did. He gave up his spot. But now, 7 months after the Super Bowl, poor Ashton is sitting home like the rest of us.
Watching the launch. Did you see it launch last night?
No.
I saw it this morning. It happened at 6:02 our time last night. And it happened at NASA's Kennedy Space Center. This is the first ever non-trained astronaut.
I've been there.
Flight. You've been to Kennedy Space Center?
Yeah. In my youth.
Okay. So here's the launch. Let's listen to the launch.
One Alpha.
Vehicle's pitching downrange.
I always get nervous right about that time.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Well, we grew up, right? We grew up with the Challenger explosion. I mean, we know that space travel is dangerous. People die. And we forget about that sometimes. We're sending people into space, whether it's Richard Branson or Jeff Bezos or Elon Musk. And that's what SpaceX is. It's Elon Musk's company. But they're sending untrained astronauts up into space.
And I was listening to Utah's Morning News on my way in this morning. They were talking about this. And they were reporting that if something goes wrong in space, and that just gives me the willies. Like, scary. They can't fly to the space station.
Because they're not NASA.
They have to return back to Earth.
So any problems? Yeah, I don't buy it. You can threaten that, but I'm telling you, if there's a problem, they'll stop off at the space station.
I think this is a big deal because this is the first all-civilian flight. And if everything, fingers crossed, certainly we're praying for the best, everything goes smoothly, there is really not a need to put astronauts in space. I mean, this is true space tourism, isn't it?
Absolutely.
So who's on the flight? Not Dave. But what I'm going to ask you in a minute, would your wife let you fly? Depending on... Well, just think about it.
First of all, she would absolutely say no. Listen, I do everything my wife says. I might ignore her on this one.
There's a billionaire on the flight, Jared Isaacman. How come I've never heard of these billionaires?
Dime a dozen.
A trained pilot. He founded a payment processing firm called Shift for Payments. He's smart. That's why he probably is a billionaire. I can't say her last name.
Arsenault?
Mm-hmm. Haley? Okay, thank you. 29-year-old. She's a physician's assistant. She's a PA at St. Jude's Children's Hospital. She's a cancer...
29?
Yeah, she's a cancer survivor.
Oh, that's awesome.
She's a cancer survivor. Childhood cancer.
Oh, that's great. Talk about bragging rights at every party from here on out. Like, it's like, Haley, come here. You got to tell us about that time. You know, you went to space.
Christopher Sombrowski. He's a data engineer at Lockheed Martin. He was selected. There were 72,000 entries.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Based on donations to St. Jude's.
I remember that. Yeah. I think they said if you make a donation, you get your name put in, basically a hat, and you can go on that. Okay. So he's the winner.
So, and then Cian, did I say that right? Proctor. He's a geoscientist, you know, like you are, and a former NASA astronaut candidate from the 2009 astronaut class. We're doing a history on all those orbiting the Earth right now in space on SpaceX. They launched last night at 6:02 our time, and from what we understand, all things are good right now.
And if you remember, because we've had this story a little bit in the news, remember Richard Branson and Jeff Bezos, they both made private flights as well. This is different because it actually, to my understanding, goes up and into orbit. Basically, those Bezos and Branson flights kind of flew up, stuck their nose into quote unquote space.
Barely.
And then came home. This is, from my understanding, full on set yourself in orbit.
They're actually going to be doing some work up there. I wondered this, you know, like what's the purpose of this flight? Is it just to get publicity for space tourism? Yeah, but they're also going to be doing some experiments. So let's see what experiments they're going to be doing. They're going to be collecting biomedical data on the passengers during the mission, including how their bodies react to weightlessness in space. If they have any sort of behavioral changes or they don't think like straight, they've got some cognitive issues, and they're going to be testing for their blood for inflammation.
That's interesting because they are not highly trained astronauts. You look at the astronauts and they go through intensive training. Mm-hmm. They go through intensive medical checks. The fact that it's for just normal people, that's going to be great scientifically.
But won't we need to know that if we're going to live on the moon
yes.
one day?
Exactly.
Like how our bodies react once we get into space and they're shooting you towards Mars in the, you know, SpaceX 2050 version. Okay. We've got a minute left in the show, a minute left in our week. Tell me, would Charlena let you go to space?
I would go into space. She would not let me, but I would totally ignore her.
But what about the price? What about the price?
How much is it? $55 million? If I had it, I'd spend it.
A piece?
Per seat.
Oh, that's
honey, you
a
can come
ticket.
With me. We just need $110 million.
Why do you so badly want to go into space? Is it just because you're a guy?
No, because I think there's Haley Arsenault. There's a female on that flight.
Come on.
Yes.
Is it totally a man thing?
No, I think it's a adventurer thing. It's doesn't matter what sex you are. You are going into space. It is literally a trip of a lifetime. Yeah, I would, whatever it takes. I love it. There you go. Do you think you'll be able to travel to the moon someday or into space?
Not in my lifetime, but in yours.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are. And this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.